Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever felt just completely overwhelmed by information, especially with something vital like your health or really any complex task? Today, we're doing a deep dive into a really powerful case study. It reveals what truly shifts someone from feeling adrift to, well, becoming an active player in their own well-being.
Right, and our mission really is to pull out the essential nuggets about what drives motivation and adherence when you're facing significant challenges. We'll explore how critical things like communication, social support, and crucially, a person's own growing understanding can lead to, well, pretty remarkable shifts.
And you'll meet Elias. He's a man whose story perfectly illustrates this journey. It shows how his life, which was kind of wilting, really moved into full bloom. So let's talk about Elias. When we first encounter him, what's his starting point? It sounds like his patient motivation was really low.
Exactly. Yeah, he's at rock bottom. He faced what felt like just huge perceived barriers. Things like, the medication tasted bad, the dietary rules were confusing, and honestly, just the sheer exhaustion of trying to understand it all.
Yeah.
His patient knowledge was fragmented. His health literacy felt like trying to read a foreign language.
Wow.
And so, maybe predictably, his health outcomes are pretty grim. They directly reflected his non-compliance because he just couldn't get a handle on it.
It sounds like a really discouraging cycle. And what's fascinating, I think, is how these different challenges, plus that lack of clear understanding, can just trap someone, right, in a loop of not following through.
That's a key point. It's how those individual barriers, combined with a lack of clear understanding, it creates this self-perpetuating cycle of non-adherence. He was, as you said, truly adrift.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. There was a turning point. It came with Dr. Eris. Her approach to healthcare provider communication was different, wasn't it? How so? Because many might just say, try harder.
Well, Dr. Eris reframed things. She spoke less about rules and more about possibilities, less about the disease itself and more about living. And crucially, she connected Elias with Maria. Maria was a community health worker, and she became this real beacon of social support for him.
Ah, Maria. So she steps in. That kind of social support can be just, well, a lifeline for people. How did she practically help Elias, chip away at those things that felt so overwhelming?
Her role was truly transformative
Yeah.
because she didn't just give instructions. She patiently helped him demystify the complex stuff. She explained why each pill mattered, for instance, or how even just a small walk could change his day. She broke down that huge, overwhelming regimen into really small, manageable steps, slowly eroding those perceived barriers.
Okay, so with each small victory, maybe it was a week of taking meds consistently or planning one healthy meal, Elias must have felt like a flicker of hope. He started seeing the payoff, the perceived benefit.
Absolutely. That initial, maybe small, sense of improvement started to nourish his patient motivation. His trust in his provider, in Dr. Eris, grew. It shifted from just sort of reluctant compliance to a real active partnership. And this understanding deepened his patient knowledge, which then translated naturally into consistent patient adherence.
So it wasn't like flipping a switch. It was gradual, right? Like a flower slowly unfurling. Each act of adherence, each positive health outcome became powerful evidence, proof that it was working.
Exactly. And that reinforced his perceived benefit, which in turn strengthened his patient motivation even more. It created this virtuous reinforcing loop, a positive cycle.
That's powerful. How does that positive feedback then transform the whole experience? Because the initial burden must have felt
Well,
huge.
that's it. The initial burden, the disease severity, it began to recede, not just in the clinical numbers, but in how Elias felt. He described feeling lighter, more energetic, more alive. He became an active participant. He even started sharing his experiences, becoming a source of social support himself for others. It's a complete turnaround.
Wow.
So what does this all mean? What's the takeaway here? Elias's journey is, I think, a powerful testament. It shows how knowledge, real understanding, plus trust, and that targeted social support can shift someone, shift them from that tangled mess of negative feedback to a vibrant, self-sustaining system of positive reinforcement. It really shows that knowledge is most valuable when it's understood and, crucially, applied.
Yeah, it really reminds us that understanding why a piece of information or an action matters and having the right support, the right people around you can just make all the difference. His life, as we said, one that's kind of wilting, was now in, well, full glorious bloom.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought to consider. Where else in your own life, maybe it's a tough project or learning a new skill or even building a better habit, where might breaking down those perceived barriers and really focusing on nurturing the perceived benefits help you cultivate a similar kind of unfolding bloom, a positive change?